Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, happy Friday. Happy Friday. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. Hey, Justin Timberlake fans. I guess he Googled his son Silas's name because it was like his grandfather's name or it's a family name. So he Googled it and it came. Silas means the man of the woods.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is Silas's tour, I guess.
Nice.
The Man of the Woods tour. Second show, April 25th at the SAP Center. The tickets go on sale this Monday.
It is Friday.
Again, the weekend. What?
None unless you got one ton.
Woo! Vinny, this one's yours. This one's for you.
Oh, right.
This one, too. Forever. Why is this one in here?
I think that's Vaughn. Is that Vaughn's? Somebody's.
This is Vaughn's.
Oh, that's Vaughn's.
Hoes.
Make it rain.
Hoes.
Make it rain
on them hoes.
Somewhere there's a good time looking for me.
Don't worry, drinks. I'm coming.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, yeah. California.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes.
Nobody can say no.
No, we did something.
Awesome.
I'm also awesome.
Awesome.
I'm also awesome. Yeah, no. Oh, this one's yours.
Vici, I was cool.
When I finally got sober, I felt 10 years older, but it was something to do.
I'm living down in L.A.
I got a sports car just to prove. Yeah, I'm a real big baller because I made $1 million and I spent it on girls and shoes. Here we go. I like me. Why like me?
Roller coaster.
Like he left a lot of this in.
Yeah.
Special. I hope you're having a good time in Hawaii, Bryn.
Yeah.
Thanks for leaving us a montage.
Bryn.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday, a bunch of people have written in that game that I was I was mentioning
is
called
that?
Thumper.
I don't get it.
I don't remember how you play it.
You had to do that for a while, and something was happening, and then... Like the last person thumped or something. Yeah.
I don't know, but I know that it's one of the many things that you would do in the name of getting the party started. Once you had eight drinks,
The party was stuff fell apart and started.
That was like slosh ball. We used to you'd play softball, but you put a keg on second base. And by the fourth inning, everyone is just tackling each other in the outfield. And
so
it's
if you made it to second base,
you had to drink a whole cup.
I see.
But meanwhile, you're drinking the whole time anyway because it's a keg.
Right.
And there's only 20 of you.
The outfielders are all kind of gathered around
second
base.
Yeah, just all end up in a mess. But it's fun.
Well, I actually get sad when you talk about fun drinking stories because I feel bad that you don't get to drink anymore.
Don't. You shouldn't. I have a very good life.
Your willpower
very blessed
is amazing.
And lucky and happy.
Yep. Okay, Vinny, I'm going to start with the cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan. Basically, this story is that there's no news. A British coroner is awaiting the results of tests to determine what killed cranberry singer Dolores O'Riordan. What they will say is that they have ruled it non-suspicious, as in no one else was involved. Dolores O'Riordan died Monday in London at the age of 46, leaving behind three kids, and she was there to lay down tracks for some new project that she was working on.
No, she was doing a heavy metal band asked her, they were going to do a cover of her song, and then they asked her if she would be on it.
So she was there to
and she was
to
there.
Do the recording
I think they're called
session.
Bad Wolves or something like that. But it's some metal band.
Well, there she was, and back at her hotel room, she passed. So, you know, we have all the usual suspicions, but we won't know anything until they get talk stuff back. The inquest into her death opened Friday, today, at the coroner's court, Westminster Coroner's Court. Coroner's officer said she was found unresponsive in her hotel room, declared dead at the scene by ambulance workers. They have done a postmortem, and the court is awaiting the results of various tests that have been commissioned, meaning that they have found nothing. So no sign of foul play. Let's see. And then they go on to say the Cranberries formed in the Irish city of Limerick at the end of the 80s and had huge hits in the 90s. Dream, Linger, Zombie. Song for My Family. Was that the one that you
loved? Ode to My Family.
Ode to My Family. You know, it was very interesting how quickly she dropped out of the... I mean, listen, there's a lot of news. There's always something being tweeted or talked about. But it was amazing that by Wednesday, you just weren't hearing a goddamn thing about it. And the only thing I really noticed this week was that all the late night show bands would play instrumental or even sung versions of her songs. And I went, oh, yeah, that's right. Dolores died. Oh, yeah, that's right. That was like your only reminder. I didn't see any stories about it this week. And we look at every source every morning. Or I should say, Usette looks.
Right.
But anyway, so if we get more info, then we'll give it to you. But as of right now, they're basically saying, we don't know. They did a post-mortem. And
I fear we're just going to see an overdose.
Right, exactly what we think we're going to see. I mean, people don't just die at 46.
Right.
And I thought you made a great point on Tuesday when the only day we talked about it. She'd had major back pain problems.
Well, and then later it came out that she also suffered from severe depression.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Who knows what medication she had access to and what accidentally might have happened or not accidentally. I don't know.
I know that she died in a hotel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hotels are the place where they are so weird, but if you are a drug addict or an alcoholic, they are a weird place for you to find yourself because the anonymity there... You open the door and look down the hall. Every hall, every door looks the same. You don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You completely dropped out. And it seems
you've got left from your family and all the things that maybe keep you in line.
Right.
And there you are alone in a hotel with nothing to do all night.
It's a place where a relapse happens for sure.
Yep. And worse, of course. Kodak Black.
Yeah.
He is a guy who has had hits.
Yeah, so we might know him from this one. It's called A Boogie with Da Hoodie.
Yeah, we've heard this. He's a guest on this, right?
Yeah. So this is why...
Well, he had a song that reached number
six. Do you remember
six.
This one?
Vaguely. Uh-huh. I don't know.
The one you're referring to is called Tunnel Vision. And it
this reached
like
number six on the... It sounds familiar, but then again, I'll today's rap music sounds the same to me, so
right.
I don't know. My apologies to anyone who gets all the nuances of each different song. Anyway, Kodak Black, he was just arrested in Florida on a slew of charges. He just got out of jail, by the way. He was arrested in Florida on a slew of charges. Let's see. I don't have a whole lot of details on what he was doing when he got arrested, but seven charges in total: grand theft of a firearm, two charges of possession of a weapon or ammo by a felon, possession of marijuana over 20 grams, neglect of child without great bodily harm. So there's a kid involved. That's not good. Two probation violations. He's had numerous run-ins with the cops over the years. Here's his mugshot, Vinny. I just thought you might. He's got three crosses tattooed onto his face, and they look, they almost look like raised up. You know, like a brand looks like, how it's a little bit raised. So he's one on each cheek and one in the middle of his forehead.
Yeah.
He's big brands on his face and great hair.
Who's this kid?
Kodak Black.
Oh, all right.
He was just released from jail in June after serving 97 days of a 364-day sentence. His early release stemmed from the completion of a voluntary life skills course behind bars. He was in the middle of serving a one-year house arrest sentence where he needed permission from his probation officer and the court before traveling anywhere. So if these new charges stick, it looks like he's going to be serving some serious time.
Everybody's got their thing, you know?
Mm.
He's a super good-looking kid.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know it because of what he's got going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy could be a model.
Great,
he's a good-looking
eyes,
kid.
Beautiful. You're right. He's got a beautiful face.
He's a really good-looking kid.
But he's got janky things all over his face, and then that hair is... I actually love the hair. I think it's really funny. They're like thick dreadlocks that are grown out. So they're grown out away from his head.
They're pointing all different ways.
But they're fat. They're like, you know, maybe like a size of a big thumb. I'm going to show that to the camera while I finish this up.
He's just a young guy, too. He's only 20.
Yeah, that's why I said he's a really good-looking kid, but he's got some really bad tattoos that are taking away from...
And those don't look like the kind that you could easily just laser off. They're just sort of big. They look raised. So he was serving this year of house arrest. He was also indicted on sexual conduct charges in October, and that case is ongoing. So I'm not sure how this whole thing is going to bode for him. He got out of jail in June and was on this 1 year... house arrest. Something went down where he got charged again in October, and now he's just had this other mm-hmm. arrest. If you're watching us at RadioAlice.com/watch, you can see his mugshot, which is just a fascinating picture.
I know, but when you look at him and you start to strip away all the stuff, you go, wow, he's good looking.
Yeah, really, really handsome. But you're right. You have to peel that whole layer away.
Look at that.
There's a good-looking dude under there.
The cross in between his eyes, which you kind of look there first.
You do. It's true. Anyway, that's what's up with Kodak Black.
Well, he has quite a history.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Just legal issues altogether. But this is his wiki page. There's a little section that says controversy. His last name is Octave. His first name is like Deucen, something like that. Octave has been a figure of controversy, mainly due to his interactions on social media and his legal issues. Last year, Kodak Black broadcast an Instagram live video of himself in a Washington, D.C. hotel room with several other men while a lone female performed stuff.
Really?
Kodak on all of them. Kodak Black's Instagram account hit a record high during the broadcast. And then he's also known for saying he likes light-skinned girls.
I wonder if...
He goes, if I could change, I swear I would. I tried everything, but I'm just so hood.
All right. So he even raps when he makes a statement. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's what that dude's up to. Really? Live Instagram
porn.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the sexual... charges that were levied against him back in October.
That does sound like sexual misconduct to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. a little bit.
Here on the far side of the other side of the spectrum, here are people who are doing good in the world. We've heard for a long time about Bill and Melinda Gates. They're taking the cue from Warren Buffett and trying to give away half their money. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, as much, they're trying to give away all their
money.
They
have been. They're actually in the process of doing it.
Apparently, when you have money that stretches up into the big billions, you make more in interest every day than you than you can possibly give away.
What do they call that group, though?
Oh.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation?
No, there's a group of billionaires that have vowed to get rid of a percentage
like the
of their 50% money.
Club
George Lucas
or something.
Is in it, too.
Yeah.
And,
I don't see that here. But you're right. There was a name for that. There's a few billionaires who are in that. Bill and Melinda Gates are paying off Nigeria's debt to Japan. They owe Japan $76 million. It's a result of the overseas development assistance provided by the Japanese government in 2014 for increased polio eradication efforts. I guess they used to have, in 1988, there were 350,000 new cases of polio. Polio, which a simple vaccine eliminates. So that was 88. And then Bill Gates tweeted or Instagram, whatever this is. Last year, there were just 21. And so that was help that was provided by the Japanese government. But it was apparently $76 million worth of help. And they just paid off that debt.
Overall, Nigeria owes $36 billion to the World Bank.
Oh, Bill and Melinda could pay that off, too. But they just took care of one of their debts.
That's Oh, they call it the Giving Pledge.
Oh.
14 billionaires promised to give away more than half of their money.
And actually, there's a shot of Bill Gates sitting in a hut. Like, seems to be a grass hut, and he's surrounded by people that he's helping. It's really...
Good photo op, huh, Bill?
Hey, listen, man. Take all the photo ops you want. There's a guy who's doing some good in the world.
No kidding. He could be busy with his penis, but he's not.
No. Look at him. I mean, you know, that's not... There's not a scrap of luxury in that picture.
No, he's not having fun there.
No. But someone took his picture, and they posted it right up. Black Widow. Yes, that's right.
Oh,
we're going to talk
about... Let's talk about...
superheroes.
That's right.
Scarlett Johansson has played Black Widow, God, I want to say in 6 movies, and they've been talking about doing a solo movie for her. There's been talk about this for a while. The Daily Mail, not always reliable. It's like a tabloid. But they're saying that Scarlett Johansson is negotiating a $25 million payday, which would be the biggest salary ever paid to a woman for a single movie. And she'll probably get a producing credit, they're saying, which means that she'd pull down millions more. Sources saying, Disney believes Black Widow could eclipse Wonder Woman in terms of female-led superhero films revenue. And they're saying it's supposed to come out in 2020. Avengers Infinity War comes out this summer. And then I guess there's another sequel to that. How many Avengers movies can they make? Apparently...
It's gonna go forever, yeah. Because
Infinity War is infinite.
They'll just keep replacing the older actors with younger actors.
And all that we know officially about the Black Widow movie is that Marvel has apparently hired a writer for it. So this payday, I don't know. It would be great if she got it. And I love Scarlett Johansson. Like, I'll go to a movie that Scarlett's starring in. Did you guys see Lucy?
Yeah. Did you see her?
Okay, yeah, but she wasn't actually in her.
Did you see when she was the ghost thing?
What's the Ghost
in a Shell? I didn't see it. How was it?
I didn't see it. That's what I'm asking you. You said you'd go see anything she's in.
I like her.
I was about to see it on the plane, and then I just got too bogged down with documentaries, so I just didn't get over it.
I got to get through all these documentaries.
Did you watch some movie 3 times on the plane? There was some movie you watched over and over?
I watched...
Moana?
Yeah, Moana. I watched that 3 times. There's one scene that just kept making me cry. I'm like, all right, this time it's not going to make me cry.
It's really good.
And then
man.
I watched it. I was like, no.
I'd love to make fun of you, but I've cried at that movie so many times I can't even, go there.
Yeah, the 3rd time I'm like, all right, it's not going to get me. And then it.
Got you. Get him.
Well.
Right?
This is funny. RuPaul's Drag Race. They're doing an All-Stars version of it, apparently. I've never seen RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm sure it's a fun show.
Yeah.
Are they just trying to be the best drag queen that they can be?
Well, it's a competition. You want to be number one.
But that's the whole point of it, is that you go out there, you perform, and people go, you're the best. Best makeup, best clothing. Oh, so there's all these different categories.
I mean, it all boils down to being
the best drag queen. You're judged
on those different things.
Well, they've got an all-star version of this going, so these must be people who did well on other seasons of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like Nancy Pelosi is going to be one of the judges.
Wow.
I know. I was like, what now? She is going to
be... Maybe she loves the show.
Maybe. She's going to be sizing up the runway action. Let's see. They're saying she's an unconventional choice for a judge. See, other celebrities guest judging the upcoming season include Vanessa Hudgens, probably best known for High School Musical. I love this. Titus Burgess, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You know that guy?
Oh, yeah, I do.
And Broadway icon Kristen Chenoweth.
Titus is also the rock monster on Elena of Avalor.
Is that so? Mm-hmm. Is that a live action or a...
No, it's a cartoon.
He does the voice.
Yes.
I love that guy.
And the singing and... All the stuff.
So they're actually saying here that Nancy Pelosi knows a thing or two about getting stuff done in high heels. I guess she's rarely seen, not in pumps. I didn't know that.
That's her thing.
Nancy Pelosi, whose district includes San Francisco, has been a longtime supporter of the LGBT community, and a rep says it's that prompted her to sign on for the gig to show solidarity in the face of what she calls attacks against LGBT people by the Trump administration. She's a fan of the show, according to this, and she likes the credo that it promotes of being proud of who you are. Her appearance was already taped, and I guess it's starting up on January 25th. Her spokesperson said she had a fabulous time, but we don't have any more details. And that's all I got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I never got to the Millennium Tower story, so I'll update you on that. I never got to the why would a man punch himself in the face story. So, and more after these.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon and 5K on February 4th. Register now at getfitkpsf.com.
Me and Hooman were just talking about that. We might do it.
Oh,
I'm
is
not
that
running.
So?
I'm walking.
All right.
Yeah, if it gets approved, I'll
getfitkpsf.com.
Uh-huh. Why don't you run it?
You
should walk it.
I can't run.
Okay.
Like get hit in the face.
Yeah.
Are the big boobs is the thing?
Yes. For me.
All right.
Gets in the way.
Yeah. But you got to get a steel bra. Something that just holds them.
Tape them down.
Immovable.
Yeah. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
We'll begin with NFL this weekend as it's a big playoff on Sunday. The Jags will play the Pats at noon on Sunday, and the Vikes will play the Eagles. That doesn't work with that one. Vikings at Eagles, 3:40 game time. Have you got anything for those people looking to place bets? Do you have any updates on Tommy's hand?
I don't have any updates on his hand. That's a total wild card factor. That's, you know, he needs that right hand to throw with.
Right. And it's injured.
There's some worries.
I would imagine there are. But does your husband feel confident that the Pats will cover?
I didn't talk to him about it yesterday. You know, he got on the phone with my brother. They had a very intense conversation. You know, they both work for the Patriots organization. Right. They're the go-to consultants, I guess.
Important players.
Very important. So I don't know. He didn't bother me with it.
All right.
I mean, he didn't share it with me.
Both games, again, are on Sunday as opposed to last weekend. We had games both days.
Big football weekend.
Sunday. And then the season's like Super Bowl and it's over.
I know.
It goes by in a
so fast.
Just a snap. So David Allen Turpin and his wife Louise Ann Turpin, it looks like they pled not guilty. These are the parents of the 13 children that were locked in the house.
And starved.
In Paris, California. Yeah. They were starved. I think they said the oldest, the 29-year-old, weighed 80-something pounds.
Oh, my God.
They've even, now as the stories are coming out, would put pies in front of the children to torture them. They wouldn't let them eat them. They would put pie in front of the kids.
Like,
and then
only as far as their chain would reach? Out of reach?
That
is so horrible.
Yes.
The parents would tantalize their starving children by placing pumpkin and apple pies on the counter, but letting them know they can't eat it. They were severely emotionally and physically abused. There's no way around it, and they're being charged. They've, again, pled not guilty.
Did you hear that? They said they let those kids take one shower a year.
Yes. Yep.
Horrible.
Yeah. And I walked in from the planning department meeting I attended last night at 6 o'clock as I came in at 7. I don't know why it was even on because they weren't watching it, but All Access was on one of those.
Access Hollywood.
That's what it's called. Whatever it is, it was on. And they were doing this story and Trump over and over.
Yeah. Well, those are the big stories.
And now we turn to Donald Trump. And now we go back to this. But it was the same show, and they kept just going back and forth like there was nothing else in the world they could possibly report on. But I'm reporting on what happened at the planning department, and here's what happened. And then I finally went, are you watching this? Can I turn this crap off? I can't concentrate. It's killing me. No, we're not watching. Okay. It's awful. I just couldn't. I don't know how those shows are making it, doing stories that give people anxiety.
You know, people clearly want their anxiety dose.
Oh, right.
Because that's what everyone's doing.
That's what John will have on the news. And I have to turn on, when we're eating dinner, I can watch TV, but I can't have the news on. Like,
well, you get upset. Right. You see, especially local news, I always feel like, you know, I'm like, oh, God, it's happening. Or, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I get pretty amped up by the news, too. I don't want anything on while we're having dinner.
A 27-year-old guy with a big, bushy red beard named Brian Fogg was driving drunk in Belfast, Maine. Do you know it?
I don't.
I know you're anti-Mainians.
I'm not. They're just not good looking.
Right.
Yeah.
All people from Maine are butt ugly.
Mm.
Okay.
It's sad, you know, I mean, but it is true.
All right. The 27-year-old guy with a big, bushy red beard named Brian Fogg was driving drunk in Belfast, Maine last weekend when he crashed his car into a ditch. When the cops got there, he didn't want to take a breathalyzer, so he punched himself in the face three times.
Oh.
He was bleeding enough that the cops didn't give him the test because they had to help him with his injuries.
So did they just take like a blood sample so that they could measure it later?
Well, that's it. Unfortunately for Brian, he was... still hit with an operating under the influence charge. Plus, he got extra charges for falsifying evidence, criminal mischief for his little fight club move. Oh, here's the guy. Oh, look at him. He bloodied his mouth good.
Let's have a look at that.
He might have even knocked a tooth out.
Yeah, he does look to be missing a...
At least one. Looks like a dude from Maine.
That's a Mainer.
Yeah.
Maineronian?
Hold it up to the camera.
Okay. I don't know. You know, look, I'm from New England, and, you know, we got Cow Hampshire and butt ugly Maine. And people will call and bitch about it, but they're all the ones that escaped Maine. Like, everybody good looking gets the hell out of there.
There's a move out there among young people to tell everyone in the workplace how much you make.
Right. Transparency.
Supposedly, this transparency will guilt big companies into paying everyone evenly.
Yes.
I don't want to be the one to tell young people that big companies don't function off of guilt the way
your family does.
Humans do, but right. Whatever.
Well, I also think that doesn't take into account how long someone's been there, performance in the job. Sometimes people do deserve to be paid more than other people, not solely based on their gender or what have you.
Well, we talked about it before, too. Sometimes you have to leave a company to get significant pay raises. Sitting there and saying, I deserve it because I've been here doesn't necessarily work. But that is, listen... Your tactics are your tactics, and I hope they work out in keeping with that. The average kid gets $8 a week in allowance. Oh. So for those of you young people out there listening to our show right now, now you know.
In an effort toward full disclosure.
If you feel like you need to storm the castle gates right now for more money a week, if you're getting less than $8 a week in allowance.
You're on the low end.
I remember one time my dad used to give us allowance, and so we made
how much?
It was $5.
Ooh.
And then we had a little kid meeting, and we elected our brother because you're the oldest one. You have to go tell dad we need more money.
Meeting.
Kid meeting.
Oh, we always had kid meetings because we had to know how to approach our dad. Just the right time.
You just strategize.
What to say. Mm-hmm. And if he, okay, you be dad now. Okay, if dad said da-da-da.
Or you'd role play it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
what would
my
you say?
God.
What would you, if he said da-da-da-da, what would you say back? Okay. And then say da-da-da, you know, like a whole thing.
So that's actually super helpful, I'm sure.
So we made our brother go and tell dad we wanted a raise. And so then he started giving us $6 an hour.
Oh.
Like, okay, cool.
$6 a week. That's quite a. It's a 20% raise.
Well, the average kid
want one of those.
Right.
Gets between the average kid between 4 and 14 gets $8 a week in allowance and can earn extra by doing a car wash, which can earn you up to $4 extra.
Nice.
Taking care of the yard, another 4.
That's it, $4 for
the whole
yard. I
always felt like the yard work was not nearly worth the extra dough that he was trying to give me. Plus the whole, I'm going to check it too.
And you guys, you're not done yet. But I'm already leaving.
Well, and speaking of leaving, they keep falling. I can't sit out here and just wait while these things...
You want me to set up nets?
I already raked. I raked. I'm done. I'm sorry there's still stuff falling. Well, you got to finish that.
But I did finish it, and now there's new leaves. Those are for next week. Leaves, man.
Were
just,
you there?
I have experienced
you
it.
You know the deal. Cleaning your room can get you another $2. I don't see how that...
That should just be part of the regular
allowance. I agree. Now, as a parent, I absolutely think that's where you live. Get that straightened up.
Or no allowance at all.
Laundry, vacuuming, taking out the garbage, and washing the dishes all earn between $2 and $1 extra.
My mom would always make these schedules where, you know, someone had to dust the living room, someone had to clean the bathroom.
And, yeah, we did that.
And we had a little, like a whole dot system. You know, you were a color dot, and you could see what day was your day to do the chore.
Yeah.
I don't remember there being any money attached to any of that. You know, you got your allowance. I don't remember how much I got. Couldn't have been too much. You know, things were cheap back then.
Sure.
Yeah, a couple bucks.
And all I did was, I mean, younger, I bought candy with it, and then I started buying chonies with it.
Oh, that's right. You said you spent it on underwear.
My brother, we would take turns washing dishes every day, and then if my brother didn't want to do it, I would make him pay me. To do his dishes.
Oh. Yeah. That works.
Any way you can get money.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I remember Jen Sisko, Jason's little sister, would do anything for extra money, and she would buy candy with. She was a candy hoarder.
Yeah.
And she had so much candy in her room, and she had just piles and piles of it.
And wasn't eating it?
No, she ate it, but she was really, she was like a candy bank. Like she had, well, I've got these lemon heads and I got this chocolate.
I've been counting them every night.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, she knew inventory, what she had and this was her loot.
Funny.
And it's trip to see a little person has decided, I'm a candy person.
When I was...
I turn all my money into candy, that's...
When I was about 7 or 8, me and my friend Patty Sawyer found a $5 bill. And
nice.
We went right up to Odie's, the little corner store, and at the time, candy bars were 15 cents each, and we bought $5 worth of candy bars. And I remember we were like, you know, trying to figure out doling them out. I had them hidden in my room, and there were so many of them. It was like the most awesome thing that could ever happen to a kid.
Right.
How old were you?
7 or 8. Yeah. I was young.
That's the age I'm talking about.
Where'd you get the $5 from?
We found it. We found a $5 bill on the ground. We freaked out. Like, let's get to Odie's. Quick.
Before someone claims it.
I know. Oh, my God.
Hey, does Isla clean her room or make her bed or anything
like that? No, her room, and because of the outfit changes, her room is such... When I vacuumed... So I did the whole house... Might have been Saturday. I vacuumed the whole house from top to bottom, from corner to corner. When I got to her room, I piled everything from the floor onto the bed, and it almost reached the ceiling.
Oh,
I was actually putting stuff up just like to... I couldn't believe how much crap was on her floor. It was... I just went, I'm not putting this away. I got a vacuum.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting it away. So I piled it on the bed. And then her and her mom got home, and she's like, well, we're going to go upstairs for a while.
Yeah, you do
sort
that.
Through that stuff.
We got to clean the room. Yeah, exactly right. How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact. I love those.
The first book, Theodore Geisel?
I don't know how you say his name.
Do you know who that is?
I do.
Who is that?
Dr. Seuss.
The first book Dr. Seuss ever had published wasn't a children's book. It was an edgy humor book called The Pocketbook of Boners.
No.
What?
You heard me.
And that's what it was about?
The first book Dr. Seuss ever had published.
Was it about boners the way we say boners today?
Wasn't a children's book. It was an edgy humor book called The Pocketbook of Boners.
We need to get a copy of that.
It was 4 books. It was a best-selling book during World War II. 1.34 million copies. It says
What year did it come out?
1945.
Pocketbook of Boners. I like the title. Nothing's happening.
It says there's no sexual connotation.
Oh, it says there's no sex. Vinny, put your headphones on for a Christ's sake.
What's he doing?
He's walking around the room without headphones on.
I'm trying to do some sound effects because you're not in the room.
It sold over a million copies, and it had no sexual connotation. So I don't know what the boners were that he's referring to. Does it say? Does it give a little more info?
I just read.
I'm asking Hooman because he clearly has some info on it.
Yeah.
So what are boners?
Let me read about it real quick.
Okay.
All right. Let me move on. Right. You're getting ripped off.
Oh, no. What have I done now?
Double stuff Oreos are not double stuff. They have 1.86 times as much cream as the regular Oreos.
I'm fine with that.
So boner didn't mean back then what it means today. Boner used to mean blooper. A pocketbook of bloopers, and it was a collection of schoolboy wisdom, like street smarts.
Oh, like laughter's the best medicine from Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
Funny little anecdotes and stuff?
Exactly.
Okay.
Ben Franklin once published a book called The Drinker's Dictionary with 200 different terms to describe being drunk. They included things ranging from he's seen the devil to juicy.
Oh, he's juicy. I got all juicy. I'm going to use that. That's good. I like it. Is he going to get juicy tonight?
No.
Oh, yes, you are. Lying liar who lies.
You're not?
I'm getting juicy tonight.
Every
that's for sure.
Every time I hear that word juicy, I think of our friend Anna from KCBS.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We were out one time and she made a comment. And now forever, every time I hear that word juicy.
What comment did she make?
Something sexual.
Oh.
That I probably shouldn't say on air.
Probably, you know, she's a well-respected newswoman.
Right.
Every time I hear the word juicy, I think of those stupid sweatpants with juicy going across
right.
the butt.
Well, that's gone away, hasn't it?
Has it? Oh, I still wear mine.
What?
Yeah, juicy's I like it. I'm getting juicy tonight.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Holy ish, you guys. Have to watch Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race?
It makes me so happy to hear you guys talking about it.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's going to be one of the guest judges. Maybe I'll watch this season since it's All Stars. Be all really awesome draggers.
Yeah.
Is that what they call them?
Draggers?
I don't know.
Thumper involves everyone pounding on the table, then one person makes a gesture, like moose antlers, for instance, and everyone copies them. And then everyone copies that. They then point to another guy to pick a new gesture, and everyone follows. And if you don't copy it right, or if you pick the same gesture someone already did, you drink.
Oh.
I don't remember that, but it sounds far too involved.
Complicated, yeah. Boy, copying people's gestures, that's a tough one. I can play that. That sounds fun.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah. I'm thinking up all the gestures I can make.
Well, they go fast after probably 5 runs, right?
Right.
I mean, you've got the one finger that, you know, probably starts the game every time.
Right.
There you go. Moose antlers, the peace sign. Oh, I guess you could do this.
Oh, God, Vinny. You can hold your nose, you pinch your cheeks, waggle your ears.
Oh, yeah, I guess there's probably plenty.
Touch your shoulders.
Sure, okay.
Go like this. That's a good one.
That's probably why I did this. That's one of the signs.
Yeah. Oh,
for some reason, I have that memorized.
Right?
But
here you go.
Oh, sure.
There's a zillion.
I'm the champion.
You just can't repeat.
Oh, my God. I know Brynn isn't back yet, but I feel like the show is finally back in whole again. Thank you for the Friday montage. Made my freaking year. 2018 has begun. LOL.
Is that our first Friday? We did one last week, didn't we, when Brynn was here? The Friday montage? No, we did not because we weren't here.
Yeah.
That was our first Friday montage of the new year.
All right.
Feels good.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The new music, Vinny.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.